Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Year was in the MVP conversation. He has been consistently the last 2 years the best running back in the NFL. Hasn't played yet this season, and boy, it doesn't seem like he's going to play at all, does it? The latest update on that Achilles tendonitis, that he's going to Germany to see a specialist, which is a perfectly normal thing to do when everything's just fine, right?
I always fly to Germany to see my... I actually need a... Do they have a foot specialist there?
They do.
I got to find a new foot doctor.
Tells you all you need to know about his circumstance. It's obviously a very complicated... It's not just simple Achilles tendonitis.
No.
If you're going to see a specialist in Germany for this procedure, potential procedure, I should say... If you were hoping the IR stint was just that, a four-game thing, no. I'm worried we're going to find out in a couple weeks, if not less, that he needs a procedure and he's just done for the season. Then you have to start wondering about what he is as a player, an Achilles injury. Now, it's better to have them talking about a procedure or whatever when he's dealing with the tendonitis than to be saying, hey, it already ruptured or whatever. That hasn't happened. That's what they're trying to prevent to have happen. But that's not good. This has been an all offseason thing. I know people will point out, like, he was bound to break down. Sure, but like he didn't even break down this year. This is stemming from workload in prior years from an offseason, basically from what he did last year. He didn't play in the preseason and then get hurt.
Nope.
This is all stuff left over from last year.
Yeah, it's hard for him because if you stay healthy long enough at running back, like for a full season, we all just keep waiting for the other shoe to drop, and that's what's happening here with Christian McCaffrey. So it does feel that way. I was going to talk a little bit about Trevor Lawrence, but because we talked about him more earlier in the show, can I just suggest things to other NFL teams? Never go full Chargers. Just avoid, if you're an NFL team, going full Chargers. A week before they were scheduled to take on the team who has dominated their division, they are now going to be without Joe Alt, their starting left tackle they just drafted. They might be without Rashawn Slater, their starting right tackle. They might be without their starting quarterback in Justin Herbert, who left the field in a boot. And we'll talk more about these matchups as we go on later in the season. And on top of that, Derwin James, Mr. Suplex Travis Kelce himself, got himself a one-game suspension for player safety reasons because the man is constantly headhunting. So in a game in which they desperately need a big win against an AFC West opponent, they might be without the two starting tackles and their starting quarterback and their starting safety.
It's the JV squad on Sunday for the
Chiefs
Chargers.
Are going to win 16-13. I just know how this football game goes. They'll still win, but it'll be like way uglier than
I don't know if
it'll
be by that margin. Like, this is the type of game on Sunday that feels like we're all going to be very frustrated.
21-20.
The Chiefs are controlling it, but yet somehow it's a three-point game with 7 minutes to go.
Heineke's got the ball with 7 minutes to go.
Like, we've seen this play out.
Nasty.
So
that's not a fun game.
We've seen
the Chiefs play a lot of games like that, Drew. It's like some of this is just like a lifelong of watching the Chiefs. Everything points to Even the spread, right? I mean, spread's almost 10 points. Everything,
down to 7.5.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Went the other way. It was 8.5 yesterday.
Yeah.
The everything points to this game should not be close. Herbert will get ruled out for the game. Taylor Heinicke will start, and the Chiefs will win 21-20 on a last-second Harrison Butker field goal.
What else is new?
And we'll come in on Monday and be like, well, they're 4-0, but I don't like the way they're playing, like, at all. Because it doesn't, it never goes the way I think it should, where they should just win like 30-10 on Sunday, right? It never, there's no universe in which it goes that way, right?
That would be really nice.
Yeah, you would think so.
That's bizarro, Chiefs.
Mile 32, I know that we talk about how good of a job Kevin O'Connell's done and Matt LaFleur, but another coach in the NFC that's doing his thing, and I know they haven't really played anybody yet, maybe that's why, but the Seattle Seahawks are 3-0, and they have the best defense in football right now. Mike McDonald's doing a really nice job up there in the Northwest.
No, he has. The same pushback that people have on the Bills.
NFC West too.
Yeah, the same pushback people have on the Bills. They'll point out the schedule. That's all they've had so far. They'll have a chance to be tested. They've played the Patriots, Broncos, and
Dolphins.
So yeah, it's been weak. Yeah, Boyle got in the game too.
They have the Lions on Monday, which is the first true test.
That'll be a really good barometer of where they're at. But that you knew the defense would come along. What's been surprising is that Geno Smith is still playing at a high level. You knew having a defensive minded head coach would be something that turned that defense back around.
I've decided I'll make no judgment on any young quarterback if they previously played for the Jets.
Yeah.
No one is actually done with their career until they're done with the Jets.
So you're saying Zach Wilson, the jury's still out?
Yeah. Zach Wilson might actually still be a good starter. I can't rule it out until he's like with a different team that isn't the Jets. He obviously was the Broncos last year, but
he's back in a Bo Nix right now.
Bo Nix played pretty good this week.
This the best game by far.
Yeah.
It was the third week was much better for the rookie quarterbacks, you know? Bo Nix played better.
Jaden Daniels
had his best game of his career because, like, the truth is, Jaden Daniels looked amazing last night. The first two games, he was throwing two yards a play. I was like,
Yeah, the first two were short dump offs, and then he was just running the ball. Last night was the complete package for Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, that pass he hit to Terry McLaurin, 55 yards in the air.
Caleb Williams to have that iconic that game that where it's like, oh yeah.
I mean, they need to fire. If we were doing a fourth bonus all 32. Fire Shane Waldron.
He put up stats on Sunday, but they lost to the Colts.
Keeping the same. Again. It was a new OC, but keeping, for the most part, the same coaching staff, people acknowledged it at the time.
That's tough.
Was a problem. And right now it's trending in that direction to where that whole staff won't be there next year unless Caleb Williams gets going here pretty soon.
Yeah, they're in trouble. I mean, they should have fired Eberflew. They're going the problem is you're going the Bryce Young, Alex Smith path. Yeah, let's take a quarterback number one overall, but let's keep everything in place. It'll be better for him this time, even though he didn't make anyone else better before. Justin Fields, meanwhile, playing the best of his career, 3-0 in a different town. That was the guy you entrusted with a different young quarterback.
They need to go
then
hire.
Then you got to burn it all down, and he's got to have a new offensive coordinator, and a fresh start, and a million other problems, just like Alex Smith did. That's not the way to be successful 2 years into the career.
No, I mean, I would always with a young quarterback have my head coach be an offensive mind. We've talked about this plenty. You know, I would have my young quarterback paired with a young offensive minded head coach. And so candidates for that in the offseason, a Ben Johnson, a Bobby Slowick, a Clint Kubiak. If the Saints thing is for real, we'll see. They came back crashing down to earth on Sunday against the Eagles. But yeah, I don't think this is the right coaching staff for the Chicago Bears.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.